Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get this version of this song, James. This is not the original version.
Oh, I found it up on YouTube, so.
Really?
It says the Isley
Brothers. That's the one I know, yeah.
Yeah. Really?
The other one.
Who's it by?
Isley Brothers, yeah.
Huh. This is the original version, but there's another version. There was a more popular version by Seals and Crofts. So, but this is good. Sets the mood.
There you go.
Which is what we're trying to do here on the Good Day program. As we get to the end of the week, allergies galore. That's here. Round of applause for the allergies who seem to have won. Or which, you suppose allergies are male or female? They have to be female because there's such a problem. Right? Who said that and why did you say that? I want to solve problems. That's it. So when you wake up, you live your life, you sing the tunes like Summer Breeze, good for your soul. I've had a lot to celebrate this week because it's Shark Week. Do we forget this earlier? Sometimes we get to the end of the week and look back and, oh, my God, look at all the things we haven't talked about this week. Oh,
I thought Shark Week always happened in August.
I don't know, but here we are with another shark report. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a New York woman who survived a shark attack while swimming off of Long Island has been speaking out about this ordeal. Can you imagine? Looking back, this shark has its jaws. It's like an alligator, though, right? Same thing. Clomped on your leg. She said, I felt something grab me by the thigh. And I screamed. She was out with a friend in the water. Something's biting me! She thought it was a trap, like a lobster trap or something. And then she turned around, the shark's razor-sharp teeth dug into her leg again. And then she started to fight back. Okay, put yourself in this position, because you all know what the shark looks like. I think they're menacing even to look at, don't you? When you get down to brass tacks,
they're just ugly.
Right. Anyway, so two of this young lady's friends were swimming with her, and they got her to shore. They were able to, somehow or other, they all struggled and they unclenched the jaw and the blood was spurting out. I mean, you have to know what, because they get that's what they want. For whatever the reason, they're attracted to the blood. So, as you go about, maybe you've just started your vacation, you're going to some saltwater resort, should you be worried about shark attacks? Yes. Or no, would you be? I guess it depends on where you are. You got to know where you are, and you have to know what the situation is in terms of what's happened so far this year.
Well, and also keeping in mind that they do come into shallow waters. A lot of people think, like, oh, I'm knee-deep. There's not going to be anything that's going to really, you know, come up this shallow. Well, there are some sizes of sharks that can. They if they can fit, they will go.
Yep. So here's another story of this woman in the Turks and Caicos. Remember, I think this was the first report back in early May. And then there was this Russian guy who got eaten, literally, while swimming off the coast of Egypt. Like, one bite and he's gone. This was a big shark. And this is that thing, you know, I don't understand. I'm not after you, Jay, but you went to see the first Meg, right? And did you like the first Meg, that movie with
Yeah, I'm a Jason Statham fan, so.
Well, I am too,
anything
kind of.
He's in, I'm going to probably like.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to. There's a discernment that occurs with me And yeah, I do like him as well, as far as being an action hero, an action figure, an action star. But I draw the line at this monster shark.
Well, that's almost what it was. It was more of an action film than a horror film.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's your you can interpret it. But 41 shark attacks in the United States this year so far alone. That's a lot of sharks, man, under the circumstances. So I guess just be careful. All right? Is that okay?
Yes, and pay attention to the signs. Most beaches have like a flag system that they say if the water is safe, if it's closed, if there is aquatic life out, kind of more shallow up, that you might get hurt, especially when it comes to jellyfish or...
They're also dangerous, but
yeah, what's
you
the
know
one
that,
that's
right?
in... oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. What's the one that is in... Can oftentimes come up on the beaches in Hawaii? The man-o-war.
Man-o-war? We used to call them... There was a U-shaped, there's a strange-looking thing that used to come on the beach. I don't see them anymore, but I don't go to the saltwater beaches that much. A crab something or other. It had a sort of armor on it and a tail. I forget what those things were called. Somebody will share with us what they were called on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Thread, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. We're going to be, as it is the end of the week, summarizing some of the big items from the world of News Talk Radio and our News Talk Roundup, the Talk Radio Roundup and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are, I'm looking for the new stuff, right? Are there new things in here? I guess the thing that is newest and the one that I'm wondering why so many people are worked up about is Jason Aldean's thing. Do you understand why people are all worked up about that?
Yes, I can see both sides. It's
why?
Definitely
what?
One of those things where the song's been out since May, and the song itself didn't seem to be that much of an issue. It was kind of just, a small-town anthem. But then you add in the music video, which does portray scenes of hate and violence.
All right, so here's a snippet from the song. All right, thank you so much. I can't even understand the words.
Farmers are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need.
There's a thing about the some of these songs that people, they hear things in them. I'm listening to that. I don't hear the lyrics at all. They hear...
They use some news articles and stuff. There's the images of rioting. Jason Aldean and his band are playing at a courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, south of Nashville, that actually has a history of racial instances,
tension,
like somebody being lynched, and it's one of those things of you wonder if the director, the producer, if they knew that background, if it just happened to be a coincidence. More of the uproar is in regards to the music video itself. CMT pulled the music video, but the performance that happened during CMA Fest in June, that airs every year, I think in August or September, and his performance of that song will still air. It seems like the issue is less the song itself and more the music video that accompanies the song.
Yeah.
Music is for everybody to interpret how they want to interpret.
Yeah.
I think people did for the most part. Again, the song has been out since May. It's the music video and the imagery combined with the song that
it
a
just
lot
got
of
released?
People are having, yes, that a lot of people are having an issue with.
Uh-huh. Well, issues are what we talk about here. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. I thought it was kind of cool when Jennifer gets here, when we do our talk radio review, I want to talk about that downtown L.A., the little store near Skid Row that sold the winning Powerball jackpot ticket worth over $1 billion. It's a little, I told you, it's a little nothing store in one of the worst parts of Los Angeles. It's very interesting how that has turned out. All right, so the shark brought me around to thinking about this animal. Nobody seems to... I think it's a lion that's loose in Berlin, Germany.
Yes.
Authorities trying to send emergency alerts to all the people who are there. It's a big-time tourist town. Berlin is actually a very interesting. The energy there is very interesting going back to. There still are remnants of World War II and Nazi, well, not Nazism, but certainly you can, if you look around, you can feel the spirit of Hitler there. And so apparently people who are visiting, and even people who live there, this lion was last seen on the outskirts of town. Police say they received a tip from somebody who said they recorded a lion attacking a wild boar. And, okay, you wonder about that. I've told you the stories about that happening down on Merritt Island, down at Cape Canaveral, right? Because that used to be a pig farm. Merritt Island was a big pig farm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they're out over there. So unusual things happening with unusual animals. It seems more of that this year. Are we just reporting more of it is the question.
Well, I think this is one of the this is one of those ones that anytime it's not necessarily happening more or being reported on. The lioness on the loose, that's going to make national headlines, especially as it goes into its second day looking for her.
Uh-huh. Well, here's something you have to look for. An extraordinary fossil of a dinosaur being attacked and eaten by a bigger mammal. Did you see this? Unearthed by paleontologists in China. It features the skeletons of the animals together. This herbivore and this meat-eating prehistoric animal. There are a lot of animals, I guess, that have been found here. Sort of a dinosaur graveyard. A number of pristine fossils are being discovered. So when you think about it, okay, what happened? How do they figure? Apparently there was a big mudslide in this area. And so these animals were both killed at the same time. And this is
what one was being eaten.
Mm-hmm. It's
a perfect fossil.
Yeah. The predatory behavior by this mammal on a dinosaur. They're locked in combat. And it's so gross to look at. When I see some of these things, I don't understand why people want to watch, you know, the movies like Jurassic Park where the dinosaur's eating everything, or the Meg thing that we were talking about. What do you want to watch that for? Ugh, man. All right, well, why did I bring it up? That's a good question, too. 18 after here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet. And one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The hour now, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Friday. Let's see, what do we have, the 21st on us? Now we really are. We really are two-thirds of the way through the month of July. Summer is whizzing by. Jay Kirshner is here as we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which will provide insurance for your motorcycles, your boats, your RVs. If you, and who wouldn't want protection, right? On the road, on the water. Well, check it out, 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com, if you please, s'il vous plaît. Here we are, speaking with purpose and intention about the good doctor as we check out some celebrity social media trending things. One of the stars of the good doctor, an actor named Hill Harper, has made a big announcement. And so would you like to know, I mean, raise your hand, first of all, if you know what the good doctor is. I think James didn't know what the good doctor is all about, but certainly, Jay, you know about the good doctor?
I've seen previews, but I don't watch it. I've never seen it.
I'm not a fan of it either, but at any rate, we're going to focus not on the good doctor, but one of the stars of the show, and there's, as I said, a big announcement. It's kind of unusual, given the fact that, well, I'll tell you about it. I'm not going to give it away until after this important announcement.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This would be the theme from The Good Doctor. And so one of the people that is a star, it's a well-known actor. He's one of these guys that you don't know what his name is, but you look at, oh, yeah, I remember him from being in CSI New York. Or he has been in any number of TV episodic shows, procedurals, I think they call them. So anyway, this guy is Dr. Sheldon Hawks on the CBS series Good Doctor. And he announced this week that he's going to challenge Representative Alyssa Slotkin for the nomination for the Michigan Senate seat. Interesting. They want to succeed Senator Debbie Stabenow, who's been this is an ag state, and Debbie Stabenow, I think, has been chairman of the Ag Committee in the Senate for quite a long time. But she's one of the people smart enough to get out when it's time to get out, not like Feinstein and some of these other characters that stay there. And what's his face from Iowa, who they talk about fossils like we were a few minutes ago. Good God. Anyway, this is a fellow who has certainly specific ideas. He's talking about his ideas in the message that he sent out to people who were his supporters, people who have been trying to get him to run. Anyway, I thought that it was kind of an interesting idea. There hasn't been an actor who's gotten involved in politics for a while, has there been? I was trying to think of any other actors who've been involved in politics recently, and I can't think of one.
Yeah, I'm unsure. I mean, obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger is the one that immediately comes.
Yeah, right,
Reagan.
Exactly, right. All right, so Hill Harper running for the Senate in Michigan. That's the story. It's now 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. Very often people ask me, you know, Warren, we just got married. We're not having kids right away, but we do have a dog or a cat. How do I prepare the pet for the arrival of the human baby when the time comes? First thing you need to do is socialize your pet to children, especially if you've been previously childless. Familiarize your pet with the typical baby sounds, smells, and items. Before the baby arrives, bring those items. Make a recording of what babies sound like. It'll all make a difference in terms of desensitizing your dog or cat. And work with your pet on behavior problems. If he's a jumper, now's the time to prevent them from jumping. And a couple of weeks before the baby's arrival, take your pet to the vet for a complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail trimming. You know, there's no better relationship than a dog or a cat and a baby. If you take the time to socialize your dog or cat prior to the baby's arrival, and you make sure that when people come in, they don't just bypass the dog or cat to go to the new baby, everyone will learn that it's a family, and family means kids, mom, dad, and yes, their dog and cat. I'm Warren.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repair.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As President Biden continues to tout how great the economy is, pre-owned home sales are in a slump, but new home sales are making a jump. The National Association of Realtors says sales of pre-owned homes last month dropped almost 20% from June 2022, the biggest drop since 2009. This as D.R. Horton, the nation's largest home builder, is reporting a 37% jump in new home sales over this time last year. Senate Republicans held a press conference Thursday on the topic of humanitarian conditions at the border under President Biden's administration. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford calls it a crisis.
This is a national security issue because we have more and more people that are crossing the border that are not from our region, that are literally come from all over the world, facilitated by the cartels.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Going at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jay and I, Jake Kirshner and I, speak with purpose. So what's the purpose of us? Well, wait a minute. Why'd you stop it? Wait. No. Come on. Let's get at the disco kiosk. Did you see this, Jay? Apparently somebody moved by a desire to help people deal with grief and angst has started what they call a grief disco kiosk. That's an interesting idea.
Great, because it's one of those things. Whenever you are overwhelmed or just, they always say, get up and move. Just get up and move. And
yep.
A lot of times, just get up and dance like no one's watching. Just move your body and hear the music. And it can do wonders.
You cannot sit still. I learned there are some yoga workshops that feature disco music. How do you do yoga to disco? I guess dance classes. And yoga can be like dancing. I remember doing hot yoga a couple of times. That was awful.
Oh, it's so great. Exhausted.
Like
I have to get all the energy.
It is. It's good for your system. Sweating is very good. You know, people complain, oh, I'm sweating so much, I stink. this heat and humidity. Oy. No, it's actually very, very, very good for you. This is, you know, the physical reality of doing disco. And then thinking about what happens for people who have had tragedy, people who have been sick, grief, anxiety, all that sort of thing. It's difficult for some folks to find joy. So that's why you go to the dance floor and move in powerful ways that allow you to move those feelings out in a physical way. So here we go. Let's dance. All right, James, crank this puppy up, will you, please? Disco Inferno. I feel like Casey Kasem. May of 1974. This is the number 32 debuting song this week on the American. Okay. So improvised dance. I always thought that's what disco music was. I'm not a dancer. Never was a good dancer. But I loved the music. And disco music had just started. I was a disc jockey from 65 to 74. And just as I kind of got into the talk world, and I sort of blended for a while music and talk, kind of like I like to do here from time. There are moments of throwback to the 70s, certainly, when I started a talk program in the fall of 1974 and never went back. Although I have, every once in a while, I have a haunting desire to be a jock on the 60s channel on Sirius XM. There's just something, I just want to do that for a while. Or maybe on the 70s. I just want to...
Yeah. Oh, those are great channels.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Okay, speaking of fun, and that's what we're supposed to have here, even if we're talking about serious things, and I know in the experience that we have here talking News Talk Radio, I blend a lot of different conversations, you know that, because the world is not all political. It's not all serious. It's odd. Yeah, there are things people in the audience want to have. There may be a few people, a few of the listeners in the audience who want nothing but politics. I don't want to hear you. I had a co-host, Nancy Skinner, was on this program for 4 or 5 years, probably 20 years ago. And her mother, she came from Bloomfield, Michigan, always involved in politics. So Nancy was on with me, and I'd hear from her mother from time to time, who would say to me, "All I want to hear is talk about politics. I want to hear politics." And I didn't. I didn't then, and I don't now. The news, they can be, the news information stuff can be fun. There are all kinds of emotional responses. And maybe there are those of you who think any kind of emotional response is fun. Yeah? Maybe, I guess. There are some people who are talking about this movie with James Caviezel. James Caviezel, right? Yeah. It's called The Sound of Freedom. Lots and lots of conspiracy theories are coming out of it because the movie has become so popular. Chucker, our
so
movie
powerful.
Guy. Yeah, it is. I went to see it last week. It was very powerful. So then we get down to the meaning of the word entertainment. Some people think entertainment needs to be funny. I do not believe that that's the case. Although I was one of those people for a long time who thought if it wasn't funny, it wasn't entertaining. No, it's whatever intrigues you, whatever gets your mind wrapped up, or maybe even story about disco music, gets your body moving. That's what entertainment really is all about. One of the things that will be entertaining people this weekend is Comic-Con, comic books on display, right? This is something that happens all over the place every year. Started in San Diego back in 1970 with a bunch of comic book lovers. It was called the Golden State Comic Book Convention, and then it became the Comic Book Convention. And then it has morphed, right, into not only comic books, but lots of... excuse the wheezing, that's the...
Well, and pretty much anything that's based off the comics. It can be video games that have had their storylines taken from the comics, the movies.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to get dressed up and kind it's of
silly, right?
Portray and you know, role play these characters that people absolutely love.
Can you see yourself doing that?
I think it would be fun. I'd love to go.
Well, okay, who would
and
you go
and really get into the costumes. A lot of people do. They spend thousands and thousands of dollars. It yeah, is one of the things numbers. Of like to be seen. And one of the bummers though is that it's also an opportunity to meet a lot of your favorite celebrities who portrayed these characters that people yeah. love.
$10, please, for my signature.
With the strikes happening, a lot of them can't go.
Right, that's right. There'll be difficult. I know a fellow who runs the Comic-Con in Boston, which I think is pretty soon. Matter of fact, I saw him yesterday. I was going to ask him, but then I forgot to because we were talking about some other things, including something that has made big news locally here. And I nosed around and I found that this is becoming more universal or certainly more prominently done in our country. You have tried to explain to me, and so have other people, the benefits of Venmo over the years, and I don't see it. I mean, I pay a lot of bills using credit cards and stuff, but I still like to send checks because I like to have a physical record of what's been sent. So the Federal Reserve this week has apparently approved the using of a different sort of thing, real-time payment service, it's called. And that's sort of what Venmo is, right? But you don't have to...
Yeah, Venmo is just like PayPal or Zelle that a lot of banks use.
Right. So, but it's different from wire services and that sort of thing. I get money wired to me from various clients, that sort of thing. That happens. But apparently... this is something that can be done in seconds. Oftentimes when you send a wire, it takes a day. If it's out of the country, and it may be that you can send it in the morning and somebody will get it in the afternoon. But this system lets you pay for groceries as you buy them. If you're a business person and you have to pay your suppliers, and they'll give you a discount for cash on the spot, so you can pay people that way, pay businesses. 24 hours a day, every day of the year, with full access to funds immediately. FedNow is what it's called. It is not offered directly to individuals or businesses, but it'll serve as the basis of an infrastructure for instant payment by the banks. Because if you go, again, I do this from time to time. If you need to send money, let's say you've bought something and you want to go get it and you can't send a check because it takes a couple of days for the check to make it through the system, now you can do a transaction, but the limit is $500,000. And so the money moves from you to somebody else. And it can instantly move. Let's say there are three or four people involved in a transaction. This can be done literally that fast. Bing, 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 bing. And so, anyway, I don't know whether you find it. It's interesting because of the name as much as anything else. FedNow. That's what happens to me when I'm hungry.
I just mean the same thing.
I want to be fed now, please. A four-decade-old murder has been solved up in what we used to call Cow Hampshire. This is interesting. How the system works. This is something that goes back to 1981. The body of a 23-year-old girl discovered in her apartment. And it was a cold case. You know, this is like a TV show, right? And now, because she was pretty much beaten to death, and nobody could figure out what was going on, there was no DNA at that time. But apparently they found something that connects a male DNA profile to what happened, and so apparently they have found because of genetic genealogy. Is this the same stuff that you use for 24 and?
Yeah, it can be. Yes, yeah.
What is the other one?
The 23andMe.
23andMe. That's
mm-hmm,
it. Yeah.
The Ancestry.com, like all of those things. And a lot of people say, "Well, I don't want to give the government my DNA." Blah 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 blah. Well, if you're not breaking the law and murdering people, then you don't have something to worry about.
Well, but there's that old: if I don't have anything, I don't mind doing it because there's that sticky wicket here. That's for sure. It's more government, it's more police, it's more people knowing your business. And just as a matter of course, I don't like people. I got nothing to hide either, but it's just a it's, I don't know, it's one of those things you keep pushing and doing, and pretty soon the government, I'm not a big a government person, as you know, and I believe in conspiratorial theories galore from time to time. Matter of fact, I've been known to create a few conspiratorial theories myself.
What's your favorite one?
Of mine?
Yeah.
That I've created?
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't know. I've created so many of them over the years. What I do, frankly, is, and you'll say, okay, this is a good excuse, but I was talking about what's fun or what's entertaining, and sometimes just coming up with an idea. I'm not someone who believes, like, for example, Alex Jones is a threat to reality, and obviously he's paid the price for that. That's not the kind of conspiratorial stuff I'm talking about. You know, the things that, well, I don't know, I just was thinking about something that started between my sisters, and I don't want to talk about it on the air, but it's stuff that could, that's believable. It could happen. Yeah, I believe that. That's possible, right? Anyway, speaking of excitement, ancient legend in Mexico has been confirmed by modern research. Talk about this cold case. This one goes way back. Archaeologists able to experience the feel-good, right? You find something that you've been looking for forever. So these archaeologists have found an underground city, and they have found all kinds of things. They found a church, and under the altar of the church, this is something that was a conspiratorial thing and a legend that was confirmed. This architecture, I don't know, I haven't got time to tell the story. Anyway, it really goes back to the Mesoamerican civilization about
really
700
neat.
B.C., it just shows you there's so much going on now that we don't talk about much because we're so stuck on political garbage. So there's something else. A big, wide, wonderful world we live in for sure. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday, and Food, Farm, and Family time. So it's the Friday Food, Farm, and Family focus. I like that for an alliteration. Find our info. I love it. It's alliteration.
It is fine.
You can make a day out of it. Yeah, it is. All right, so anyway, all the info that we have, foodfarmandfamily.com is where you get some of the further details on some of the things that I touch on here. And also info from the American Family Farmer Show that's heard on the same a lot of the same states that carry this program. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, bringing people up to date. The connection, again, between food, what you eat, the farm where the food comes from, and your family's well-being, all going together here. Speaking of well-being, recall of the day, focusing on children's cups sold on Amazon. It's a Cupkin thing. They've recalled hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these cups because of high levels of lead. How in the name of God does lead get into anything these days?
Exactly.
Right?
Especially
it's
when it's fully handmade.
Yeah. Why would you even... This company should go out of business. Don't buy things from Cupkin. These are the double-walled stainless steel children's cups. No. Don't buy them. Put them on. Lead is deadly. It's toxic, for God's sakes, if it's ingested. If you eat enough of it, I suppose you can say the same thing. However, you know, when we get down to brass tacks, what else can you eat or be exposed to, like fluoride? That'll kill you, too. But yet it's in most of the drinking water in the country. All right, let's get to some hamburger news here. In-N-Out burger chain banning employees from wearing masks. It's pretty funny.
And the actually. Reasoning is that customers deserve to see smiles.
See a smile. Right.
Have you never heard smile with your eyes?
I've heard smile and the world smiles with you and frown and you frown alone. Yeah, you can't really tell. That was one of the things that did go on during the pandemic, during COVID. You couldn't really see. I mean, you'd think you could. You look in somebody's eyes And is there a smile there or isn't there a smile there?
Well, and here's the thing. If it's a fake smile, your eyes don't smile, too. If it's a genuine smile, your eyes don't smile as well.
Yeah, right. So In-N-Out has made a big thing of it. Now, you may no longer, because a lot of these fast food restaurants, a lot of restaurants in general, people that are working there, they still wear masks to protect themselves. But if you want to work for In-N-Out, no masks allowed. There's the switchola, if there ever heard of one. All right, let's go to another hamburger joint. This is not so good news for McDonald's. Got to pay $800,000 to the family of a 4-year-old girl who was severely burned by eating overcooked, overheated chicken McNuggets. This is a jury trial in Florida. Lawsuit alleging the girl was burned 4 years ago from a McNugget meal at a local McDonald's. This is Fort Lauderdale. The jury had found previously, they found fault with McDonald's and the franchise owner. So they deliberated for a couple of hours. This is the financial end of it. The financial end, they're usually with these things, there's two trials. One, are you guilty or not guilty? And what's the civil penalty that you pay? And that's why they, and they'll, like all these other big companies, they fight it in court. Just pay it. You're going to lose anyway. So pay it.
Well, and but also it's one of the
take
things.
Your lumps.
It's reminiscent of the woman who sued McDonald's over spilling her hot coffee.
Hot coffee,
And a lot of people immediately think, well, hot coffee is hot, duh, or chicken nuggets when they're fresh, they're hot, duh. But there is such a thing as it is too hot. It is dangerously hot. Yeah. There is a heat index that certain things should not go above, and at times it does, and that is considered negligent.
Yep. All right, here's another food item. The Ag Department, working with attorneys general, 31 states around the country are addressing anti-competitive markets in the food industry, i.e. grocery stores, supermarkets, higher prices, fewer choices. We all know this. We can feel it, right? There was another big merger earlier this year, so it's down to about 5 big companies that control most of the grocery stores in the country, and that's anti-competitive. They set the prices themselves. So now the Ag Department is offering funding for state attorneys general to take on some of these complex cases, the research being done, that sort of thing, to try to get these people. And both Democrats and Republicans agree. I understand that, right? You all know how much more you're paying for food now. You're being jobbed by these big food giants. And so it's good to know that the law is after them. In a minute. Well, let's hope that they get somewhere with them. That's, I guess, the idea. FoodFarmFamily.com. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.